together to dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio, in the clubhouse, with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all our friends.
The sun refuses to shine on this gray and moody final day of spring here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly in front of Friedson's flower shop.
Now, Polly, you're going to have to wait out here. We'll just be a few minutes. Now, don't wander off. Okay, guys, I'm ready.
Well, if it isn't the Zucchini Brothers.
Hello, Mr. Friedson.
Mr. Friedson.
So, what's a special occasion, gentlemen?
Well, tomorrow's the last day of school.
Yeah.
And we wanted to get our teacher, Miss Honeypepper, some flowers.
Hmm. Well, then you've come to the right place. And your timing's good, too, because we're throwing in a free T-shirt with every flower arrangement we sell. Wow. Look at these.
Wow.
Pre-shrunk, 100% cotton. Hmm. And they come in three colors, red, yellow, or purple. Hmm. And the best part, see here what they say.
Oh, yeah.
Look on the shirt. Hmm? Flower power.
Ooh.
A song from Mr. Ray.
So what kind of flowers do you think we should get for Miss Honeypepper?
I don't know that much about flowers. Mr. Friedson, what would you suggest?
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
suggest.
Spelling, please.
S-U-G-G-E-S-T.
Definition, please.
Verb. To propose,
synonyms or words that mean the same thing are recommend, endorse,
right here,
advise.
No, don't do that.
Urge.
Oh, please.
Propound. Sentence, please.
Cranky the Clown here, and my sidekick, Bath, will now suggest three things to have with you on a desert island. Bath?
Sweaters, cheese, and fudge.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Come on, Stevie.
Well, when it's very cold, I like to wear my sweater. Ooh. And when my tummy's hungry, I like to eat my cheddar. Please don't be mad. Don't hold a grudge. Don't ask me to give you my last piece of fudge.
Ow! Now, see, you were giving me your last piece of fudge.
Well, I'd share it with you.
That's good.
Well, I don't mean to be strange, and I don't mean to be crude, but this song is all about sweaters. Woo. And two kinds of food. Sometimes you gotta be silly, sometimes you gotta have fun.
Woo!
But please don't leave my cheddar cheese sitting in the hot sun.
Yeah.
Please don't be mad, please don't hold a grudge. Don't ask me to give you my last piece of fudge.
But I'll share my sweater.
That's good. Now, I think Sam would probably like some cheese, maybe.
I don't know.
Cheese. I'm not
sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we end it?
Let's end it on this one.
All right.
Yeah.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers. Let's see. Do you think Miss Honey Pepper would like these, Sam?
Oh, no, not those, Steve.
Maybe not.
Ooh, yeah. These are really pretty flowers. Check these out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like those, Jack.
What kind of flowers are these, Mr. Friedson?
Now, these are some of my favorite flowers.
Mm-hmm.
They're called tulips. I remember when I was a boy, I'd visit my grandmother early in the spring when she'd have a beautiful garden full of tulips. Oh, I've got a story for you, gentlemen.
Story time, story time. Story time, story time.
Tulips from J. O'Callaghan's Around the Year.
This is the story of tulips. Madame Lafarge was a magnificent old woman. She lived in the center of Paris in a mansion. And Madame Lafarge was famous for her tulips. Everyone loved her red tulips, but no one more than Madame Lafarge. Sometime after her husband died, she wrote a note to her grandson, Pierre. Pierre, you were invited for the opening of my tulips. She thought of Pierre as her little tulip. And Pierre was delighted. He was only 4 years old. His mamma brought him to the train at Nice and said, "Your grandmamma is a formidable woman." "What does that mean?" "You'll see." Pierre was put on the train, and he bounced from Nice to Paris. The chauffeur picked him up, brought him to the mansion, and Pierre had tea in the study with his grandmamma. And then they went to the great room, and she looked down that long face and said, "Pierre, are you ready for the opening of the tulips?" "Yes, grandmamma." She nodded her head. The servant drew the curtains, threw open the French doors, and Madame Lafarge and Pierre stepped out into the sunlight. And Pierre... He gasped, for there was a great rectangle of 500 red tulips dancing in the sunlight. "Exactly, Pierre." After that, Pierre came twice a year. He would come in the fall when the gardeners would plant the tulip bulbs, and in the springtime for the opening of the tulips. He loved the opening, and he loved playing tricks. The servants, when he was 8, would say, "Pierre's coming. Hide the cats, hide the dogs, hide yourselves, hide the cookies. Pierre, Pierre, Pierre." For Pierre loved playing tricks. He would get there and he would tickle the cats. He would chase the dogs. He would find the cookies, eat them all, and play tricks. Once, when the cook was snoring in the kitchen, Pierre filled the cook's slippers with porridge. He bought the cook new slippers, but he went on playing tricks. Another time, when his grandmamma was out shopping, Pierre said to the servants, "My mamma said to take a bath, and I will." He pulled the wooden tub right into the front hall. The beautiful front hall, filled it with soapy warm water, ran to the top of the stairs and slid all the way down the banister. Right into the tub, splash! Just then his grandmamma came into the great hall and she looked at this mess and said, "Pierre, wash behind your ears." He kept on playing tricks, and when she had the party, it was a tea for 200 people. Pierre was underneath the table. Two of the servants, they were bending down to lift the trays full of teacups, and Pierre was under the table tying the shoelace of one servant to that of another. Everything, of course, went a tumble, and everyone was upset except his grandmamma, because Pierre never played a trick on her. Well, now he was 9, and he was thinking it's time. Everyone's afraid of grandmamma but me. It's time to play a trick. At that very moment, he was looking out into the garden. It was fall, and the gardeners were planting the red tulips. Ah, he knew the trick. He ran down and said, "Grandmamma, I'm running around the corner. I'll be back." "Yes, Pierre. Yes." Pierre went to the florist 2 blocks away. He bought 1 black tulip bulb. 3 o'clock the next morning, Pierre crept out into the middle of the tulip garden. He reached down and took out 1 red tulip bulb and put in the black tulip bulb. And all winter he thought about it and laughed. In the spring he got the invitation, got under the train, bounced all the way to Paris. The chauffeur was there and his grandmamma was in the back seat.
"Pierre, it's been very cold. The opening is delayed 3 days. We shall go to the country."
"Yes, grandmamma."
So they went to the country. Pierre played with the village children, tickled their cats, and finally they motored back to Paris. His grandmamma looked down that long face. "Pierre, you're fidgeting. Calm down."
"I'm excited."
"So am I."
"Grandmamma, I've been thinking. Maybe one of the tulips will be a different color from the others this year."
"What do you mean?"
"Well, things happen in life."
"Not to me, they don't."
"Well, I'm willing to wager my gold coin." Pierre reached in and took out his gold coin and held it up. "That at least one of the tulips will be a different color from the others."
"I don't approve of wagering." "All right, I'll take you up this one time."
"Good, grandmamma." They got to the mansion, had tea in the study. They went to the great room and she looked down the long nose.
"Are you ready for the opening?"
"Yes, grandmamma."
She nodded her head and the servant drew the curtains, flung open the French doors.
Pierre and his grandmamma stepped out into the garden. And Pierre, he gasped. There was a great rectangle of 500 black tulips. He looked up and he could have sworn she winked. And she was smiling.
"Nice for a change, isn't it, Pierre?"
"Yes, grandmamma."
"The gold coin, if you don't mind."
"Yes, grandmamma." He gave her the gold coin, although she put it under his pillow a week later. He never played another trick on his grandmamma. And that's the story of tulips.
So what do you think? Tulips for Miss Honey Pepper?
Definitely.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, she'll really like these.
Yeah, maybe she'll even plant them in her garden.
Whenever she looks at them, she'll think of us.
Yeah. "You've made an excellent choice, gentlemen. Teachers love tulips. It's an undisputed fact.
Oh, yes.
But just don't let her catch Tiny Tim tiptoeing through them."
Tulips with me. This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update. Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. At the top of the news today, a man has been spotted in Zucchini Land's community garden, tiptoeing through the tulips and singing to them, making them grow at visible speed. Coward O'Sell is live on location with a story. Coward.
Thank you, Bob. We are here at the community gardens, and there is a man tiptoeing through the tulips, but we will not disturb him, only observe him right now. He's talking to the... He's kissed a tulip. He's kissed a tulip and has grown at least a foot. Fascinating, folks. He's going over to the Pachysandra, and he's talking to them. They've grown a little bit, but not as much as the tulip. Now, he's approaching a tree, and he's hugging the tree. Tree is hugging him back, folks. Fascinating. I haven't seen anything like this in 30 years in the business. This, I wish you could see it, but you're listening to it on the radio. Anyway, we have to get back to Bob. Back to you, Bob.
I seem to remember something like that happening 35 years ago. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane.
Hello, folks. It's a cloudy end of spring day here in Zucchini Land, but tomorrow we'll have a change of heart with sunny skies. Our blue forecast balloon is, however, predicting showers overnight. But don't worry, tulip fans. Flowers never bend with the rainfall. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
Through the corridors of sleep, past shadows dark and deep, my mind dances and leaps in confusion. I don't know what is real, I can't touch what I feel, and I hide behind the shield of my illusion. So I'll continue to pretend my life will never end, and flowers never bend with the rainfall. The mirror image dark and small, but I'm not sure at all it's my reflection. I'm blinded by the light of God and truth and right, and I wander in the night without direction. So I'll continue to pretend my life will never end, and flowers the rainfall. No matter if you're born to play the king or pawn, for the line is thinly drawn between joy and sorrow. So my fantasy becomes reality, and I must be what I must be and face tomorrow. So I'll continue to pretend never end, and flowers never bend with the rainfall.
That was a song from Simon and Garfunkel.
Let's get these tulips home and put them in some water.
Yeah, I hope Miss Honeypepper likes them.
Well, I like the flower-powered t-shirt that Mr. Friedson gave us.
Yeah, I'm gonna wear mine again tomorrow in school.
Me too.
Hey, look who's out on her front porch.
Oh,
hey Susan.
Hey, guys. Wow, what pretty flowers.
Yeah. They're our end-of-the-school-year present for Miss Honeypepper. Mm-hmm.
Very nice. And I like the t-shirts, too.
Yeah,
I can hardly believe tomorrow's the last day of school.
Yeah, I know. Fast.
And then summer vacation.
Yeah.
That reminds me of a quote.
The quote of the day is...
Every transition is an ending that prepares the ground for new growth and new activities. William Bridges.
I've had such a lovely year. I'll miss seeing my students over the summer. However, I'll have plenty of time to work in my own garden. And I'm even going to work for Farmer Brown at the farmer's market. Never done that before. How nice it'll be to run into familiar faces there every Saturday morning. I think this will be a wonderful summer. Though I'm sure it'll fly by, like the summer months tend to.
the snowflakes bury the first month of the year. February is short but merry, 28 or 9 days here. March roaring in like a lion and leaving us like a lamb. April showers bring May flowers, summer soon to begin.
Harmony!
June by the silvery moon when the sun shines into the night. July's song being hot so long and the bugs seem to dance so they bite. August, number 8 on the list, the crickets do cheerfully sing. September, the leaves grow tender with the colors that autumn brings.
Yeehaw!
October after Halloween, it's over, then November brings turkey time. December, 'tis the season to remember when the holiday bells do chime. 12 months in a year, they pass me by again. 12 months in a year, well, I'm older than I was then.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Let's get Miss Honey Pepper's flowers and some water.
Clubhouse phone.
Oh, I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse. Steve Zucchini speaking.
For quality assurance, this call will be monitored by a telemarketing coach.
Hello?
Mr. Zucchini, my name is Sasha Shmivozo, calling from Stickum's Carpet Cleaners. Could we give your carpets a free steam cleaning?
So this is free?
It's only $19.95, sir.
Well, our clubhouse has no rugs.
Offer an alternative service.
Well, then maybe we could steam clean your wood floors.
I don't think that would be a good idea. Is this Amy, the telemarketer?
Don't reveal your identity.
No, this is Sisha Shmivozo.
I thought you said you were Sasha Shmivozo.
No. My name is Shoshi Shmoviza.
Well, I think Amy is such a lovely name.
Oh, thank you.
I had a feeling it was you.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but we don't have any rugs to steam clean.
Offer the customer another possibility.
Well, then we'll steam clean your trees.
I think that would just aggravate the animals around our clubhouse. You see, there's gonna be a full moon out tonight.
Oh.
Hey, let's listen to a song from Mike Vreeland.
Outside under a full moon, it's pale light down from above. I went walking with my new girlfriend. That's when we fell in a ditch. We were all muddy, but we were laughing. I never knew love could feel like this. Her eyes, they sparkled under the moonlight, and I leaned forward to give her a hand. A full moon sure is a strange thing. Something right can sure go wrong. Blame the full moon for love's disasters and for the words to this dumb song. I walked her back home, she put clean clothes on. She asked me in for a bite to eat. She led me to her dining room table, pulled out a chair and said, have a cookie. Little later, on her front porch swing, we talked about the things we like to do. Said she liked walking and watching movies. All I could say was, I love sports. A full moon sure is a strange thing. Something right can sure go wrong. Blame the full moon for love's disasters and for the words to this dumb song.
Thank you.
Well, that's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like WHSS in Hamilton, Ohio.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1315. And click on the fun stuff icon to learn about Mr. Friedson's compost pile.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. Today's special guest was Amy Helm. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Ah, that Mr. Friedson.
Mr. Friedson.
Well, we need it.
Yeah, I hope she likes it.
I think she will. Tulips, I don't really smell nice.
Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
There's a traffic jam in the jungle, a traffic jam.
Hi, this is Gunnar Madsen. Not even an elephant traffic jam is going to prevent me from listening to Tell Us a Tale with Peter Jones. They don't budge.